tragedy will either make you bitter, bored, or better. Let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life.
That sounds interesting. If you were wondering, that was Steve Brown and I'm Mike Kellogg. The program is Key Life. Relevant Bible principles without stuffiness and nonsense. Now here's Steve.
Thanks, Mike. Hope you had a great weekend. Restful, relaxing, fun time with your family. And I hope your time at worship was as great as my time and that your sermons, your pastor's sermon ministered to you the way mine did to me. If you have your Bible, open it to the book of Daniel. This is a hard book, and I'm going to tell you why as we go along. It is highly symbolic, and if you think I'm going to straighten out all the issues of Daniel and that hereafter you will understand this book, you'll believe anything. But I think that after you stay with us during this study, which is a part of an Old Testament survey, you will ask sophisticated questions, intelligent questions, and you will appear not to be as confused as you were before, but you will remain confused. Daniel's a great book, a lot of great teaching, and we're going to be looking at it over the next 2 or 3 weeks. So if you have your Bible, and if you're in a place where you can open your Bible, you might want to open it to the book of Daniel. It's our practice on Mondays, before we go to the book, to go before the throne. Let's do that. Father, we come before you now, so grateful for your kindness. And Father, as we study a book like Daniel, so grateful that you're bigger than our minds and that we have questions and that we don't understand everything. Father, you have told us in your word that your thoughts are not our thoughts and your ways are not our ways. And Father, when we think about it, we're glad for that. We want a God who knows everything, who's involved in everything, who's sovereign. And you are that God and you have revealed yourself to us. And we praise you and we worship you because you're worthy. Father, the ocean is so big and our boat is so very little. Sometimes we're afraid and sometimes we're lonely and sometimes we feel guilty. Sometimes we have problems that just overwhelm us. And so we come to you. You're great and we're small. You're infinite and we are finite. You're everything and we're nothing. And you are eternal. And we tarry but just a little while. But with all of your greatness and all of your power, you bend down low and you listen to the sound of our tears as they strike the ground. Father, we are in need. Meet us at the point of our need. And then, Father, we pray for this week of broadcast on Key Life. Forgive the one who teaches his sins, for they are many. They call him Reverend, and he's not much. We would see Jesus and him only. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, if you were listening on Friday, and we just had a little bit of time to sort of introduce the book, we saw that the book of Daniel is found in the third section of the Hebrew Bible, known as the Writings. It is the third section of the Writings, and since Daniel is obviously a prophet, is called a prophet by Jesus in Matthew 24, some have said, how come, though not many, but some have said, how come Daniel's not included in the section of the Hebrew Bible called the prophets? Well, the answer is simple. Those books have been called the prophetical books relate to men who held the formal office of prophet. And Daniel was a politician who did some prophecy. He was not a formal prophet. Now, I'm going to give you some facts about the book of Daniel that are basic. And we're going to talk about some of the controversy surrounding the book of Daniel, and then we're going to get into the text, and I'll become a tour director and show you some interesting things about this book. Now, you know from our previous studies that there was a deportation to Babylon, the first one, and it took place in 605 B.C. You will also remember, won't you? You don't remember. I've got your number. You don't have the foggiest idea what I'm talking about. And if I didn't have it written down, I wouldn't either. But just so you know, in 605, Nebuchadnezzar deported the cream of the crop of Jewish society And Daniel was a young man of Jewish nobility, and he was one of those. And at that point, Daniel's life absolutely fell apart. I mean, he had power, he had prestige, he was respected, he was honored, he was a young man on the way up, and every day the world rolls over on top of somebody who was just sitting on top of it. And that happened to Daniel. Now, if you've been through tragedy, and if you haven't, you will, and most of you have. When my father died, I was speaking for a group of Presbyterian churches outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, and the mountains of Tennessee. Wonderful people. These were little churches, and they couldn't afford to pay me anything, but they fed me well. And so I'd go down there. I love those people, and that's been 100 years ago. And I remember one pastor, when I got the message my father was dying, and fell apart. He hugged me, and he said, "Son, whenever you speak to 10 people, 7 of them will have a broken heart. So use this in your ministry." And that was some very wise advice, and I've thought about it a lot ever since he said it. So when you go through tragedy, you can become bitter. You ever meet somebody who's just bitter about everything? Everybody's life is pretty much the same. Some get more bad stuff than others. But when you look at it, God kind of mixes that up pretty well in our lives. We have people that we love who die. We go through tragic situations in our lives. We go through physical problems and family problems and financial problems. Now, I grant some people get a little bit more than others and some people a little bit less, but the mix is pretty much to do with being human. Some people look at the stuff of their lives and they say, "How could God do this? I don't believe in God anymore." And then they look at the people who are responsible, and they play the victims, and they become bitter, and nobody wants to be around them or have anything to do with them. There's just a ball of bitterness. People like that drive me nuts, and I have a tendency to that. But God has been gracious. Other people, when they see the tragedy of their lives, just say, "Ain't no use worrying, ain't nothing going to work out all right. It's all bad. The whole world is bad. I will be a stoic philosopher and will accept it, and then I will die. Men must work and women must weep, and the sooner it's over, the sooner to sleep." Then there's some people who get better, who grow stronger, who begin to shine. Now, I think personally that George Bush was a good man before he became president. And I know they're Democrats, God bless them, listening to this broadcast. I can't go too far down this road because God has been quite specific about not sharing too many of my political views on this broadcast, so I'm not doing that. But I think we will all agree, if you have the intelligence of an amoeba, no, I shouldn't have said that, I'm doing the best I can. We would all agree that George Bush, whatever he was before, some of you didn't like him before, and some of you did, that whatever you thought about him before, he was a man who rose to the occasion. He was a man who didn't become bitter or bored, but he became better, and he stood up, and he's been a great leader as a result of the events of 9/11. Well, if you're looking for another example of that, Daniel would be a case in point. He became a man of God because of the tragedy. Now, we're going to see a lot more about that later on. Daniel, just so you know, had a ministry that lasted some 70 years from the height of the Babylonian Empire to its fall and finally to the rise of the Mede-Persian Empire. He was a government official and an advisor of kings, and he was above all things a man, as he rose to the heights of power, a man faithful to God. The time covered in the book of Daniel, you might want to jot this down. I will test you on this during the exam. 605 B.C. to 536 B.C. And the book was probably written somewhere toward the end of that period. Now, Daniel was a contemporary of Jeremiah and Ezekiel, and was known and referred to, incidentally, by the prophet Ezekiel 2 times in the book that Ezekiel wrote. They shared friendship, I suppose, although there's no direct reference to it in exile. And I suspect that brothers with brothers or brothers and sisters with brothers and sisters can make a difference when it gets really hard if they hang tough together. And I believe that that was true with Ezekiel and with Daniel. We're going to read about Daniel, and we're going to study how Daniel stood up and spit in the face of the king because he was faithful to God. Frankly, I don't believe he could have done that if he didn't have a friend by the name of Ezekiel. You know what I miss about being a pastor? I miss being with other pastors. Now, I'm not talking about the nice, sweet pastors. I'm talking about the real guys with dirt under their fingernails. I miss that. And one of the things I'm going to do when I get to heaven, and we have a lot of time, is I'm going to find all the pastors I can find, and we're going to sit around and we're going to share war stories. And I suspect that Ezekiel and Daniel shared some war stories too. Ezekiel would say, "Hey, Dan, you remember?" And Dan would think, and he'd say, "Yeah, wasn't God great? Wasn't God faithful? Didn't God shine in the midst of that?" The war stories, one of the best things about being a believer is seeing God act in history and in your life. Then sharing that with your brothers and sisters. Make sure you have some. You think about that. Amen. Hey, listen, if you're not a part of our Key Life Tape family, sure would like for you to be a part of it. Let me show you how it works. When you give us a call to 1-800-KEY-LIFE 24 hours a day, or write Key Life Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794, or Key Life Canada Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5M3, or you email us at steve@keylife.org with your regular mailing address and ask to be a part of Key Life Tapes, you become a part of the family. And every 7 or 8 weeks, you get a tape automatically. Now, these are not the tapes of the broadcast. You can subscribe to those, and if you ask us, we'll tell you how. But these tapes will keep coming as long as supplies last, automatically, as long as you want them. And they're absolutely free, so you can't complain. And if you don't like them, you can record music over the tapes. Hey, listen, if you could help us financially, though, I sure would appreciate it. I promise that we'll be faithful with every gift that you send, and we'll squeeze it till it's free. And you can charge it on your MasterCard, Visa, Discover card, include it in your envelope. And for any gift of any size, when you request it, I'll send as my thank you the cassette teaching Dealing with Fear. If you're ever afraid, you're going to find out that this teaching from the Bible will help. Hey, guys, I got to go, but one thing. Before I go, Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.